Hi, this is Cheryl, and we are talking celebration and joyfulness in our chair of joy. So I want you to know that this is a very extremely and powerful conversation that we're having today. You coming to your chair of joy to celebrate your joy. And it's so important for so many reasons, but to know when you're in a joyful state that you get to expand it, not only for your own life and your own success and your own purpose and passions, but for every single person that you come in contact with. So they don't even need to know that that's what you're doing. You're just taking time for you to celebrate your joy. And that's all that matters. And just know how extremely important and valuable and powerful you are in this process. So there are many ways to celebrate this joyfulness that you're feeling right now. And some ideas might include having a party or gathering with friends and family. So that might mean a party of one or a party of 100. So you can invite just someone out to dinner tonight that you haven't seen in a while and do something special and unique. Bring a little prize or a present that just is sitting around home and just play a little bit more at dinner. Maybe do something that you enjoy as such as a hobby or activity. Give back to the community through volunteering at some event. Practice your gratitude and expressing your appreciation for all the good things in your life. Tell someone today how much you appreciate them. Maybe set up a time to explore new places to travel. Maybe go get some favorite food or a treat. That's a good way to celebrate. Maybe treating yourself to a special gift or an experience at the spa. Maybe engaging yourself in self-care or just taking time, a little extra time to read a book. So let's jump into our chair of joy now and expand that joy even more. I want you to find your most favorite chair of joy. Wherever that is, go there now. Maybe it's on a trip that you took to another country, or maybe it's at a special in a rocking chair that your grandma gave you. Wherever that chair of joy is, I want you to find it now. And I want you to settle in and close your eyes and just relax back into the experience of knowing that you are working on this joy and that you're in it and that we're celebrating it today. It just doesn't get any better than this right now. No matter where you are or what you're doing, step into it fully. And I want you to take a couple of deep breaths and just feel this joy at the beginning of this chair of joy experience. I can feel it with you. So just let it come up, let it circulate. Let that warm feeling of joy come through you and take a few deep breaths in it and expand upon it. And again. Drop your shoulders, put your feet flat on the ground, put your shoulders back a little if you can, roll your neck, and be at peace. This is pure enlightenment that you're feeling or getting towards. And I want you to think about a moment of joy where you can take this feeling of joy and move it into something new. Maybe a memory that you've never considered. Where can you take this immense amount of joy and expand it for those that are in your world, that are in your orbit? Maybe there's something special that you've never thought about doing before. Maybe there's a community event that you can plan, or maybe you can volunteer for such a thing. Or maybe you can take the chair of joy idea and concept to someone that is looking for something like this. Really, the world is your oyster when it comes to joy. And now I want you to feel that feeling in your entire body. Let that roll from your head to your toe. And just be excited that you are here. And there's this inspiring energy that I can feel coming from your entire body, and I hope you can too. And stay here as long as you like, and come back whenever you're ready. You can open your eyes and know that you are joyful, you are expansive, you are important, and you are enough. And I wonder, how do you feel now compared to when you sat down? Has your joy expanded even further? Do you feel celebration? Do you feel hope for what's going on in the world? And do you feel like maybe that your level of participation in this moment is making a difference? Let me tell you, it certainly Yes.